This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. With fresh produce flooding into grocery stores this time of year, overabundance can become a problem. In fact, a report issued in 2012 by the National Resource Defense Council finds approximately 40% of the food grown and processed in the United States goes uneaten. Now, grocers in Pennsylvania are working to send truckloads of unsold produce to nearby farms for composting. And one unlikely store is spearheading the effort. Producer Hal B. Klein has the story.
It's a crisp autumn afternoon, and a blue five-axle truck rolls up the windy driveway of Dave Anderson's Echo Valley Farm in New Galilee, Pennsylvania, about an hour north of Pittsburgh. Anderson raises grass-fed beef, though he's fond of joking he's really a grass farmer. And he has a serious challenge. 40 of his 60 acres were stripped of all their nutrients.
Well, this land was strip mined and kind of pillaged back in the 50s. They took all the topsoil that was on top, and now it's on the bottom, and there's 30 foot of fill over top of it. It was like the surface of the moon. Nothing would grow here when I moved here. So I'm trying to bring the land back.
Anderson is part of a pilot program that's a partnership between some organizations you might not expect to work together. Walmart, a corporation often vilified for encouraging mass cheap consumption, and the Pennsylvania Resources Council, the oldest environmental nonprofit in the state. According to the PRC's Nick Shore, Walmart should be given credit for some of its environmental initiatives, too.
Walmart has several sustainable flags that they are entitled to wave. Walmart across the country has been diverting all of their food waste to, composting or anaerobic digesters or a range of good uses out of landfills.
In western Pennsylvania, for example, Dave Anderson is one of six farmers that are paid to take weekly shipments of at least 30 tons per farm of food waste. That's a mountain of molding food that'll add a lot of nutrients back to the soil.
The first time it came, I was expecting a truck about half the size.
The blue dumpster pulls forward. At first, a trickle of liquid and small bits of produce drip from the truck. And then...
This is unsold, semi-rotten produce from Walmart and Sam's Clubs in western and central PA. A lot of pumpkin squash, apples, peppers, lettuce, potatoes, pineapples, the full range. And very pure, very clean of impurities.
The USDA estimates that retail outlets such as Walmart lose around $15 billion annually in unsold produce. In urban areas, it's expensive to use the dump, so businesses have incentive to recycle food waste. But closer to the farm, it's cheaper to just throw it away.
And where it's most needed, it's not as economical.
Shore says that Walmart is paying a little extra for this eco-friendly disposal. He says that if the pilot program is successful, those disposal costs could come down, and that could encourage other rural and suburban businesses and even school districts to partner with farms, too. Still, there are better ways to prevent food waste. For example, the Environmental Protection Agency says it would make sense to grow less food in the first place. But for now, Farmer Dave Anderson says, with so much food that needs to be disposed of, why not turn it into a natural fertilizer that'll help restore grassland like his?
You know, the other alternatives would be chemical resources, which work, but they're not long-term, they're expensive, and they also damage the ground. They help the plants, but they'll damage the ground as far as the microorganisms and worm population and stuff like that. With the compost, it's all upside.
And that, Anderson says, is the literal foundation for a healthy food system.
When you get the ground right, the grass is right. When the grass is right, the cows are right. And you can tell by your animals what kind of shape your ground and your grass is in, because they'll just walk past it if they don't like it.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Hal B. Klein.